This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Fourth Quarter Blues.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Imagine you're a big football team that's been in the public realm for, say, 9 or 10 years. You've been winning game after game, year after year. Then comes your first bad mark. It's humbling, or dare I say, a fumbling moment. That's the score this morning for Goldman Sachs, which posted more than $2 billion in losses in its fiscal fourth quarter. The company went public in 1999. The Federal Reserve Bank could very well announce another rate cut today, the one banks charge each other on overnight loans. It's already only 1%. They could slash it by half or more. Of course, a cut in the federal funds rate is generally followed by a cut in the so-called prime rate. That benchmark helps set interest rates for consumer and small business loans. But a drop in the prime isn't what it used to be. Here's Sarah Gardner.
Car loans, student loans, even the interest rates on some credit cards are tied to the prime rate. Right now, it's running at 4%. If the Fed cuts its key lending rate as much as anticipated today, you can expect the prime rate to quickly fall to 3.5% or 3.25%. Good news for consumers and small business, right? Well, not really, says Ryan Sweet at MoodysEconomy.com.
Even if the prime rate falls 50 or 75 basis points, consumers aren't going to be able to obtain the funding needed because banks aren't lending. And this is why we're seeing a moderate recession turn into one of the worst recessions in recent memory.
It's also why many analysts are calling the rate cut a non-event. They'll pay more attention to the policy statement the Fed makes after the meeting, looking for hints of potential new strategies to jumpstart the economy. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Consumer prices in November dropped by the largest amount on record, dating back more than 60 years, 1.7%, that number driven by a sharp drop, a decline in energy prices. There seems to be a bit of a buying spree on Wall Street today. Dow is up about 1.5%, 124 points. NASDAQ up about 2.5%. The S&P 500 up about 2% so far. Trading is up in Europe. Asian markets were mixed. Hong Kong shares were up more than 0.5%, and Japanese shares were down a bit by about 1%. As if the news weren't already bad in Michigan, the two Detroit newspapers, the Free Press, known as the Freep, and the News, are cutting staff, non-newsroom staff, by 9%. It's also cutting delivery to 3 days a week. From words on paper to words for fun. In these days of iPods and condensed books, an ever-expanding vocabulary is about as hard to find as a triple word score under the letter Q. How about this one? Longevity. The popular word game Scrabble turns 60 today. As Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, it's not showing its age.
It seems so simple, just a bag of letters and a board. But more than 100 million Scrabble sets have been sold in 29 languages. Scrabble has fans from Queen Elizabeth to Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq-tastic, 29 points.
It even spawned a TV spinoff back in the 80s and 90s.
It's the crossword game you've played all your life, but never quite like this.
Scrabble was the product of the Great Depression and invented by an architect named Alfred Butts, who had a lot of time on his hands. After a decade in development, the game got its copyright on this day in 1948. Today, the game's gone online with social networking sites. Hasbro just dropped a copyright suit against an online spinoff known as Scrabulous. Hard copies of the game are also seeing a resurgence. Scrabble is now the best-selling game in the UK. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
It is not the most exemplary time of free market capitalism, what with all the bailouts and fraud reports and higher unemployment. But say you were given the chance to put forth an economic model for a new country. Which one would you choose? For some former Eastern European communist nations, attitudes are changing about money, making money, and serving people. From London, here's Stephen Beard.
In his home overlooking the Hungarian capital Budapest, opposition politician Josef Torgian claims his country is in a bitter mood.
Hungarians feel today so bad, they feel so unhappy that they were never felt so bad during the whole history, I would say.
Bailed out by the IMF and sliding into recession, Hungary has been brought to its knees by debt, says Torgian. Having overthrown communism 20 years ago, Hungary has swapped one tyranny for another.
Russian tanks left, but foreign banks came. That banks even robbed us more than those Russians who stayed here.
That claim sounds bizarre in a country where living standards have soared. But analyst Christian Svabados says there is a growing distrust among Hungarians of free market economics.
They are absolutely afraid of the market. They are absolutely afraid of competition. Even the young generations think that if I personally have a problem, I must turn to the state to solve it.
He says that sentiment is spreading throughout Eastern Europe, even in Slovakia, a big free market success. Journalist Anka Dragu says Slovaks have been turned off by the inequality of American capitalism.
They just see, oh, that guy got millions, has a luxurious villa, and poor people were laid off now, and they have a hard time finding a job. This is the part of capitalism that they don't like.
With free market reforms reducing the role of the state, much of Eastern Europe was catching up with the West. But that could come to a halt, says Thomas Valacek of the Centre for European Reform in London.
The population is turning away from the free market liberal capitalist systems. It was doing that before, but the crisis is going to accelerate the trend.
Valacek says that's not surprising. After all, he says, just look at the West. After preaching the virtues of balanced budgets and privatization, we're now running up record deficits and greatly expanding the role of the state. This is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Whatever your economic model, you can find it online at our website, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.